Hallelujah. As I said, I was going to talk on the world after the flood. So I am this morning. The world after the flood. Say that again. Praise God. Can I read from John chapter 8? The book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. By now you should be acquainted with it. Is somebody there? John chapter 8, verse 50. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Chapter 19, verse 11 of the same John. John chapter 19. Anybody can now help us to read. Oh, praise God. And I pray that this morning God will bless you through this ministration. After God had judged the world through the flood, he made a new start with Noah and his family. But unfortunately, the new family, the new world, failed him again. My prayer is that you will not live to fail God. You know, God sees, God feels. Sometimes God could feel as we feel. I don't mean to say, it could be emotional. In other words, when he looked at what the world was, he felt sorry for creating the world. And he said, it repented me that I made man. I.e., God regretted that he made man. And my prayer for somebody here, God will not regret creating you on earth. But how do you feel when you see some things going on around us? How do you expect God to feel when such things come to play? So, meanwhile, let's peep a little at the then world, the first world. Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. A sister to read verse 6. Thank you. Who's talking here? So God regretted making. Don't forget this man, after he made man, he said it was good. He loved man. But man happened to be the only creature he made in his own image. Hallelujah. We are the masterpiece of his creative genius. I.e., he made us, so he made delight in us. And truly, he was cherishing and coming to fellowship with man in the cool of the day. But in the passage of time, certain things evolved. From mistakes coming to transgression, coming to evil, coming to wickedness and the like. So, it got to the peak that man was doing everything God
abominable,
i.e. man could do anything he imagined. That is to say, when your mind imagines anything, you go out for it without any restraint. And God was disappointed. There was no check, no control. So I pray God will put in you the control to judge what is right and what is wrong. When you see people who are unruly today, it is because they lack the sense of judgment to discern what is good and bad. Praise God. As a result of that, we become brutish, foolish, abominable, worthless, depraved, and all what you can think. And so, the purpose of God was defeated. That's where I'm going. Let me tell somebody that God's purpose will be fulfilled in your life. No. You are not talking to somebody. You are talking to yourself. Okay. All right. How did he or she answer you? Say that again. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God's purpose will be fulfilled in your life. There is no greater gratification that any man can have that you live to fulfill your destined purpose. God will make his purpose fulfilled literally in your life. And he will make his purpose known to you. Praise God. So, instead of these people obeying God, trusting him so much that only what he wanted was what they would do, for them it was time to relax. What else can God do? Will it be more than flood again? Praise God. Sometimes you see somebody and you tell you want somebody. And you say, what you are doing may be too harmful for you. It will land you in hell. And you know what they reply you? Even what I'm going through now is worse than hell. Have you heard things like that from people? Even what I'm going through now, no hell can be better than it. Meaning, to scare them again. In other words, their conscience have been seared with hot iron and they have become callous, engrossed, and completely lost in it. They become so depraved that God gave them up to do those things which are unseemly. Praise God. And I know God is taking somebody to somewhere. You won't be terminated before you get there. Praise the Lord. So, they tried to reach heaven by their own efforts and were scheming to build a tower to get to the high above. And of course, the foolishness of man. No man can ever get to God's presence. Hope you know that. He knew you would want to try, and he had established his own throne. So, but then, what would have made man to say they want to be like God? So, look at what happened in the beginning, the flood. God said, thou shalt not eat of the fruit of the garden. Yes, he said we should not eat. He said this one we could eat, this one we should not eat. Oh, he really knew what is hidden in this one. That when you eat this, you will be like him. And you will know good from evil. Come on, this
tasted. It's sweet. Have a bite. What was the purpose of Eve to accept? To taste? Yes, thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Because the enemy came and presented it and told her that the result of this is this. And God does not want you to be like this. So, to taste, it will make you good. Praise God. So the man was affected. And she had been carried along. Wanted to be like God. That's the second generation of people. They wanted to be like God. They wanted to see God. They wanted to do things like God. That was the problem of Satan. Somebody getting me? I will exalt me, and I will go to the Most High God. And I will want to be like Him. That's Satan. Praise God. See, so it has not ended there until today. It's still what is going on. Praise the Lord. Nobody wants to please God. Everybody wants to feel the desires of his mind. And their pride only led them so far that they wanted to make a name for themselves and control the population of the world. But you need to know that the first world was quite detestable. And God was appalled. In other words, he was irritated. Your life will not irritate God. Your life won't irritate your partner. It will irritate your neighbor. Hallelujah. Desires come to people's mind and they carry it out by all means, irrespective of consideration about God. Tell me those who carry people into the bush to kill, to slaughter, or to maim, or to remove parts, or to do anything. Do they think that God does not see? And my prayer is that you will not be one of those people on whom ransom will be demanded. You will not know anybody of such. God will give you the peace of your heart. Praise God. So, people do not think about God. There is no thought of God in their mind. Do you have a plan for God? In marriage, in the work you do, in Christian faith, in the place of your work, do you have consideration about God when you are taking decisions? It's key. Hallelujah. And God will make you to think about Him. He won't be the forgotten aspect of your load. He will be the first. He will not be the last to consider. Oh, I remember I have not considered what God will say about this. You won't stumble at God's will. God's will will be your primary purpose. And your intentional delight. In Jesus' name. Is this not typical of us that are living today? We see what's going on. People strive to have a control of money so that they can not just to eat, but just to have more control and sound more noise and makes more impact and fulfilling certain personal wish and desires and imaginations. Instead of handing their life over to God. That's the solution. Many things on in our world is just because they don't have God in their thought. And because the Bible says, because they do not like to retain the thought of God in their mind, never acknowledging that He is first, never acknowledging that He is supreme, never acknowledging that He is all in all, because of that, God gave them up. God will not give you up. Say to yourself, God will not give me up. I will not do a thing to make God give me up. In Jesus' name, I say amen to that. So, if you look at what brought about God's decision to call Noah, you see that in those days, evil began to multiply. Chapter 6 from verse 1 again. Genesis. Wait a bit. Thank you. God bless you. It came to pass that the sons of God began to look at the daughters of men. Suggest who may be the sons of God. Suggest. Thank you. Praise God. They were the sons of God. But they were not the angels. Who were they? They were the fallen angels. They came and began to look at the daughters of men. And before you know it, the fellow lost in holiness. And they began to do the unseemly. Hallelujah. And they began to take them for immorality. Wait a bit, but I thought angels were made without sex. So we learn. How did these people try their own way? I don't know myself. It's as strange to me as it is to you. God. Listen. If you do not have a purpose for waking up, sleep will be interesting to you. What did I say? If you don't have a purpose for waking up, you don't have anything to do, sleep will become very interesting to you. These ones have lost their purpose. Why God made them. They have rebelled against God. And so anything goes. Anything that can come into their mind. Anything their imagination, their thought can process. They were ready to go for it. As a result of this, they miss out. Grossly, you will not miss God in Jesus' name. And theirs was without redemption. For the prince of this world is judged already. So, no repentance can come on Satan again, or you see, the fallen angels, they cannot be given a chance to repent because they have veered off. Is God rustling. Praise God. There you are. So everything they did was to make God angry. Listen, a few months ago we saw in one of the countries around us in London, we saw so many people, more than 200 people were riding and trekking nude. Did you observe that? Nude, as stark as they were made. Was that interesting to them to do? I ask you, what do they want to gain in that? What's their gain? Nothing. But it was primarily to let God know that we can do anything we like with our life. It was to make God angry. Tell me, what else? What do you think could come out of that? To a human being, were they trying to make man better? No, worse this time around. And after they have come and gone, they went to their different places. Why have you done this? What was the purpose of it? So don't live without a purpose, brother. Did you hear me? Don't live without a purpose. Any work you are doing, don't work without a purpose. Any family you are raising, don't raise without a purpose. Any marriage you are consummating, make sure it's not without a purpose. Set the purpose right from the onset. From the start. Thank you. From the onset. And you must understand that God has a purpose for making you. And it is that purpose that will judge you. And so, may we not be far gone than to realize God's purpose for our lives. That was the intention. The first world was unruly, without control. And they could do anything. Disobey God. Want to be like God. Two, sell themselves to lasciviousness, that is lust. Evil delights and conscious and deliberate act of promiscuity. By the grace of the living God, God created man for woman and both to enjoy one another. But none will be a stumbling block in your life. Either will not be a stumbling block. It is the sin of immorality that will make them go to hell. And some people are regretting inside hell right now, as I'm talking now. Some people are wishing that, I wish I could go to my brother, my sister, Pharaoh, my brother, Samuel, so that they will not go come to where I am. Do you know that's a thought in hell? There's nothing they can do to change it. They can't abort it. It's already done. The deal is done. The die is cast. And so there's nothing they can do. But they will be thinking of the people if there is that continuity. Because the moment you die, your brain is coded. It enters code. And you can't think of anything again except what is reminded you. That's why very old people, when you see them, do you know Mary? Mary, yes. Mary is who? Mary is my first daughter. Where is Mary now? Is the one sitting down? No, I am not Mary. I'm Magdalene. I'm your third daughter. Look at me. Who am I? This is Mary. It's not dementia. The brain is going. They are still sensible, but it's entering into code. It's entering code. Recently, you see some issues that you will have to shake your head. Praise God. But man can live for 100 years without having God's purpose at heart. You need to know then that before the flood, the age of man was about how many years? The average age of man, not 80, 120, 800. Anybody? Whoever is your raise of your hand, let's know. Somebody says it's okay. Thank you. You try. Oh, you mean you don't know? Okay, what was the age of Methuselah? You don't have the answer. Why are you not bold to tell the answer? Maybe you are not sure. So we can safely say the average age then was about 1,000 years. Abi, there were those who lived 600. There were those. In fact, before the flood started, Noah was 600. Praise God. So, after the flood, the age of man reduced. It reduced to what? Somebody say 120. No. No, not 70. No. No, you need to be my friend before I score you. Praise God. You know, it's about... Genesis 11, somebody read verse 18. Genesis 11. How many years did he live first? 30. Then how many more? 200 and ahead. Read verse 18. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. If you continue with that, you see men live about 400 and less. After then, the age of man was reduced to about 100 to 200. That is to say, even till now, we don't have anybody living about 200 right now. But we still have about 140. I think recently I learned of about one. I don't know whether 170 or so. But when you see them, they're almost dead. They have become like vegetable. They still talk, but they will wish they go. So, there's no place that the Bible says after then, our age must be 70. If you want to still go at 70, it's okay. The road is free. But what we are saying is that God said the age of man shall be 60 years. 60 means how many years? 120. Plus or minus 10. And we have a lot of people from Japan and China that are about 130, 140, thereabout. Now, what do you think has changed as a result of this downward trend? What has changed? Sorry? Sin? Yes, you are right. Sin, and the pangs of sin, the results of sin, the diseases, the pain that this kind of thing brought into man has reduced the age of man. Yeah, what again? Eating habit, yes, thank you. Pleasure, wanting to just flesh. All right, and the likes. So if man not only losing God's purpose for his life, give his life to the flesh, and the flesh is always your priority in everything you do. Nothing else matters but how to fear sumptuously and the kind of things you do. I can imagine somebody, because he's given a chance to lead others and lead a ministry for the betterment of the populace, who go forward further and go buy about 92 houses in Lagos. Not only that, I can't imagine how somebody will buy a bra of about 4,000 naira. $4,000. Bra. I guess that kind of bra must be having veins. Must be alive. If it is ordinary clothes, I can't imagine it. So be having a money that your 10 generations cannot finish. I can't imagine. The Abacha loot is still very much there, that we have not exhausted. The last after they got, they distributed to states, and each state got hundreds of millions. A loot somebody carried away some 10, 20 years ago. Some 20 years ago. What you won't need in your life? Who does not? May God help us to live for God. If you are living for self, you will have enough trouble to yourself. You will have regrets thereafter. But if you are living for God, trust me, He will guide everything you are doing. If you are living for self, you can destroy man in order to have what you need. Praise God. Isn't that true? You don't mind if you kill somebody so that you can rise, so that you can get money. One small boy of about 23 or so recently was arrested, and he made confession from Ogun State there. A friend of his, maybe, he called her and told her, "Where are you?" And there was rain. That girl was hiding somewhere. So he went there. I said, "The appointment you will have, or telephone call that you will have, that will result to your life, you will never have it. God will buy you. You will not be available for that call that will cost you your life." In short, that girl died. He to the house, his own house, his room, and then before you know it, smoked life out of her and killed her and dug the grave inside his own room and buried her there. When he was making confession, he said, "You went to this thing before?" He said, "Yes." "How many people?" He said, "Oh, just two before." Then there came later, after he confessed those to some people now, "Oh yes, we can trace this to this number. Yes, that was the last number that called her. Before, we never had anything." And they still kept her phone. And they said, "Yes, this must be the person." And many more will be traced to him. How can you take life? For you to live the life you have not made, for you to become more comfortable, you radical and decimated the life of another person. Don't you see that is abominable? you will not be part of those people who kill. Say bigger amen. You will not chance where they are killing anybody. In Jesus' name. You will not witness the death of another person. In Jesus' name. Praise God. However, like I said, if you don't have a purpose for waking, sleep will become very interesting. So if somebody has lost gospel life, anything else can enter into your life. And you can easily go for it. Go for it, because you know that you are just here beating about the bush. And you don't have something in particular. Satan will find work for your life. Praise God. So, Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, was a good example. And he's still our example. John chapter 13. Somebody who has not read from verse 3. John chapter 3. I mean chapter 13, verse 3. Thank you. Hallelujah. It's an example to you and I. It's still an example. He had all his glory with all glam from above. He laid it aside. And at the time, the disciples were at his beck and call. Any moment he wanted them to do anything. But this time around, he sat on the floor, took a towel, got a bowl of water, and was washing their feet one by one. And Peter was dazed and felt, no, it can't be me. He said, well, you better allow it, because if I don't do it, you have no part with me. Is it that serious? Is that serious? I've washed your feet. Make sure you wash the feet of the brethren. What are we talking here? Does it mean we must? But we have not been doing the washing of feet. It's like an allegory. It's not a practice, because that's the only place we saw it happen. Okay, so washing of feet means helping the brethren, making them to get out of their problem, out of their mess, out of their debts, out of their needs. Hallelujah. Or helping somebody who is weak. If you have parents and they are not able to walk, and you find it difficult to eat, even as agile as you are, but you never consider them, you are very callous. Think of your parents. Think of how to make them happy. They took care of you. Amen. If you have somebody, a brother or a sister, who is suffering, and you are fearing sumptuously, and you can't care for such people, you are callous, you are wicked. This is Jesus Christ, who is our example, and he took care of the disciples. May God help you to take care of somebody. If you can't start from your own house, you can't do it to anybody out there, talk less of God. Amen. I pray God will put that empathy in you. You will consider others and you reach out to people. That's the essence of this life, that you can make somebody better. Pray that God will make you a blessing. It's not only about God bless me, bless me, bless me. I've told you times without number, the time I said I traveled and I was asking God, make me a blessing. It resulted to somebody now being a blessing to me. Yeah, I was a blessing. Because the gift of a man will make a way for him and make him to be in the company of great men. But at the same time, they were in greater blessing for me. Because I would have been stranded there. Praise God. Luke chapter 22, verses 2 to 7. Luke 22, verses 2 to 7. Anybody? Praise God. So look up, buddy. Jesus Christ had a purpose. Satan was just an aimless wanderer from all the ends of the earth. And he's there to possess somebody who does not have a purpose in his life. Amen. You are occupied with the Spirit of God. The spirit of the devil has no place in you. Somebody say, I'm not empty. And you cannot be empty. The Spirit of God will live in you. There's no vacancy in you. When Satan is going all about to see those he can use as instrument, because he's a spirit being and they can't operate in the material world except they use a medium. Except through a medium. So they look for people to use. I pray Satan will not find you as an instrument in his hand. He entered into Judas, and it is what he loved most that he used against him. Money. Money. Somebody say money. Say it loud. Money. The love of money is what? I didn't hear you now. Of all evil. It's not just the root of evil, though. It's the root of all evil. So, men who have been drawn in that way have taken to themselves pernicious woes. Destructive things have engrossed and embellished and amassed them in trouble and woes. So, because they are not defined to do what? To resist. Praise God. I left the ministry where I was, and as a pastor, and everybody will expect that you will come out a rich man. So one of the pastors in the Bible asked me, how much came to your hand at last? I said, what do you mean? He said, because he happened to be a friend and he's a pastor, they were finished from the same school. I said, how much did you? I said, what do you mean? He said, we know that this ministry is very rich. I said, do you mean stealing? He said, no, it's not stealing. You just take the money of the ministry for the ministry. I said, that's strange to me. While I was there, they were paying my salary. So if I'm going out and I carry their money, am I not a thief? Talk to me. Thieves are in different definitions. You can be a pickpocket. You can be a burglar. You can be a robber. You can be anything. But and you can even be a plagiarist. In other words, a thief of ideas. Somebody has something, you steal the idea from a book and claim you are the origin of it and all that. So you have different thieves. If you have not gone to the bank, it doesn't mean that you are not a thief. If even where you are working, you are taking their things. Hey, hello somebody. If you are carrying a money that is not yours, or they send you to go and buy something, you are changing the receipt. And the people already know, how much do I put? How much did I buy it? You should be able to ask, how much can I put? In other words, different from the amount you bought it. The whole world is filthy, dirty. And so even if you don't want to do this, we suggest for you. Because you are a thief in the heart. The Bible says, for Judas was a thief. Why? Because he bought the bag. Hallelujah. You are not answering again. Hello? Have I hit you? So, God will make you. The Bible says, let him that stole do what? Steal no more. And walk with his hands. And so, if you are still covering yourself in whatever area you see, You will be in the same place that Satan is. Your body. I don't mean it for you, but that is what will happen. So I pray God will save you today and deliver you. So understand, you may not be a murderer by gun or machete, but you may be a murderer by the way you your status. Some people don't know their status, spiritual status. But by the grace of the living God, your status shall be a healthy one. And through the grace of God, you will survive the moment we are living in. Brethren, the days are evil. Especially when things are tough, you want to do anything to get money. Not just anything. Anything good. That's the reason why God is still angry with the world today. Praise the Lord. John 8:50. Somebody read for us. Somebody who has not read. Perhaps a woman, a sister. God bless you. I seek not my glory. How many of us are living for God's glory? They are the ones who will boldly say this. I seek not my glory. Praise God. And there is only one that judges. Instead of wanting to control everything in your life, you seek to glorify the Lord with everything you are. Jesus Christ gave the guardian of his life to the Spirit, and the Spirit was controlling him in every way and whole. To the extent that as the Father, he will boldly say, as my Father has sent me, so send I you. Praise God. And that's the reason why God was with him to the very end of his life. God will be with you. John 19:11. We're going to close with that. John chapter 19, verse 11. Thank you. God bless you. You can't have, you know, it was a point that if somebody would just come and abat all the lies that people lied against the Lord in order for him to be judged, it would have been a great thing. You would have said that it's God that made it. But now Judas, Pilate was to release him and said, you are not even talking. Talk. Say something. If you say something, don't know that I have power to release you despite all the accusations. I can release you here. He looked at him and said, you can have no power except it be given you from above. But the one that had delivered me to your hand has the greatest thing. In other words, he wasn't trusting in any blessing coming from any man. Praise God. He believed. And you know what we always say? If God will help you, he will use somebody. Yes, I also believe it. But let that God use that person unaided by any man. And by the grace of the Lord, you will not lack the help you need. So don't run into the trap of the enemy. By the time you do that, you compromise. And the prince of this world cometh, but has nothing in me. And that by the grace of the living God, my word this morning is that the devil will not have anything in you. The things of the flesh will go for the flesh. And that's why Paul wrote to the Galatians, who has bewitched you to so soon be drifted away to where you had this own. If I build on what I have destroyed, I make myself what? A transgressor. That's chapter 2, verse 19, verse 18. Meaning, every one of us that has become a Christian and you have claimed Christ saved you, and you have claimed you have repented of your sin, by the grace of God, what you will no longer eat, you will no longer smell. The things of the flesh are gone. The things of this world is gone. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And the lust and all the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life will all pass away. But he that abideth in the love of God shall remain forever. By the grace of the living God, who will crucify those things in your mind. You will choose the right thing. You will choose what to do. And what to do will please the Lord. In all your way, the new world, you won't join the train of those that are making God angry the more. People can do abominable things. How dare you? Yes, sexual immorality is sexual immorality. But when you hear of sodomy, when you hear of homosexuality, when you hear of lesbianism, you will say, it's very dirty. Have you forgotten that including masturbation is part of it? If you are moving yourself to sexual orgy, you are as well as getting yourself indulged in sexual immorality. And the same place that those who are doing sodomy, who are doing homosexuality, who are doing lesbianism, and all those who are involved, they will be punished. And from now on, you begin to check your children. Praise them. You begin to check them. They want to groom their hair. They must not plait the hair. Oh no, daddy, mommy, I don't mean like that. Oh, I just want my hair to grow. So that's why I'm plaiting it. That's where it starts. That's what the world then did. And the world now is doing. Of course, they hang something in the air and they are playing and they are looking. How do I look? You look odd. You look like a monster. You look unfit for the world. By the grace of God, you don't just laugh at such things. When your children are doing those things, put your feet on the ground and stand against it. Through the grace of the Lord, drift to another world of this. Amen. We will not drift into the world of what? Destruction. The world of destruction is multiplying. It's increasing. So we must frown at such evils that we see and not laugh at them and not joke with them and not have them as our screensaver on your screen, on your phone, and the kind of things you do. By the grace of the living God, God will approve of your attitude, that you are a great man and woman in Jesus' name. Today, we have a reason to thank God for making us what we are. And we will also have reasons to appreciate the Lord for all He will have made us to be in the end. But to be or not to be, we have to decide. Praise God. And the living God will not allow you to drift away into the world of depravity in Jesus' name. Sin is sin. Through the grace of the Lord, we shall not partake of them. Getting married and getting friends in the place of work under the name of buying, what is it for you now? That thing, the snacks, or what is it? Shawarma. You knew what I had in mind. Some people have lost hell. I mean, have lost heaven because of shawarma. I don't know why they so like that thing. I don't like it. I don't know. Well, even if you like it, not at the expense of your life. Praise God. I say, what will cost you your standing with God will never happen to you. Whoever is smart is stuttering out and asking you out for I will foot the bill. It's not just for nothing. By the grace of God, it shall be your portion. Let them keep their money. God will bless you with abundant money. Let them keep what they have. If what they have will make you lose your portion with the law, through the grace of God, you will not lose your portion. In Jesus' name. So we're going to pray today and ask the Holy Spirit to help us so that we will not join the people for the next judgment. The past world, how they were, we know. How they live, we know. And the replica of what is going on, of what we are having now, is just exactly the carbon copy of what happened there. They are not new. And by the grace of the living God, God will keep you from all appearances of evil. And you will be kept and kept alive with your children in Jesus' name. Shall we rise? As God bless you today, rise up and appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Lord. Thank Him. Bless His name for all He has done for you. Appreciate Him. Thank Him.